धरती के तारे हैं,
हमारे तीरथ न्यारे हैं, यही धरती के तारे हैं,
हमारे तीरथ न्यारे हैं, यही धरती के तारे हैं।
यहाँ ताप मिट जाया करते,
यहाँ
मैल मन का धुल जाता,
यहाँ पार सब का खुल जाता,
बड़े बड़े अन्यायी इनके द्वारे गए उबारे हैं,
हमारे तीरथ न्यारे हैं, यही धरती के तारे हैं, हमारे तीरथ न्यारे हैं, यही धरती के तारे हैं।
जो भी इनका करता फेरा,
उसका दूर अंधेरा,
यही भूमि को स्वर्ग बनाते, पाप पुण्य की यही कसौटी, सत के यही किनारे हैं,
हमारे तीरथ न्यारे हैं, यही धरती के तारे हैं, हमारे तीरथ न्यारे हैं, यही धरती के तारे हैं।
इन घाटों का, इन नदियों का निर्मल मंगल नीर, पुण्य आचमन करके जिसका पावन हुआ शरीर,
गंगा यमुना सरस्वती का जल प्रभु के पग धोता है, गंगा जल पीने से जीवन सफल सभी का होता है,
यही चंद्रभागा का तट है, यह कृष्णा का तीर है, प्रभु ने अपने हाथों से की थी कल्याण लकीर है,
हमारे तीरथ न्यारे हैं, यही धरती के तारे हैं, हमारे तीरथ न्यारे हैं, यही धरती के तारे हैं।
ओम शांति।
गुड मॉर्निंग। मुरली सुनते हर एक आज हमको क्या करना है
whilst listening to the murli we are able to see what do I have to do it's like it touches the heart Baba shows us different methods every day is it okay This is why we have a lot of love for Baba.
Guru to ek hi mantra deta hai.
A guru only gives one mantra.
Baba roz hamare
But Baba
itna yantra deta hai.
Gives us such methods, such
to mere ko lag raha tha jaise kada
feelings that I said last night in the class that when you go in a super fast train, you go very comfortably and you don't know what's happening outside. You just reach your destination and you're not even looking outside to see what's happening. And when you go in a plane, you don't even know what's happening below you. So In the olden days, used to sit in the Victoria train, and there used to be a lot of intoxication. She's asking Molly Bhai, do you remember? To sit in a Victorian sort of car, should I say? And it's like you sat in, it's like a horse and cart where you are sat and just the mother and the father and the children and you just sat comfortably. 2-3 miles, you are just sat very comfortably and going along. So whilst being in that intoxication, those who have sense, you see your own clan, you see the future and you see your present fortune. You look at your clan, you look at the present fortune. So I used to have a lot of intoxication for this Victorian type cars or whether you call it riding. So when you sit in a car like that, there's always victory. There is victory. And this sort of car, you call it horse and cart actually. So the horses, they are going their own way and you are just sat comfortably. You don't know what's happening. You just sat in that intoxication. And then the horse also knows who the master is. And you feed the horse well. You also groom the horse in such a way. If you don't groom it properly, it's not going to do its work. You have to feed it well. Like I shared you with you that when I go to Oxford, when I go walking, there are two horses by the sides. And there's somebody who collects the horses and takes it away. And even the horses now recognize Daddy. They know Daddy and they come running to Daddy. The horses have that understanding. So they recognize Daddy and they actually come to her. So she sees the mother, how she brings the horses and takes it away. This also refers to our mind, how we have to care for our mind. That there is no problem. Sit comfortably. The ones who become part of the rosary of victory. Baba's making us that right beat. So we should be that beat that we come in a, we have a good number. It's not that we come behind. So we have to pay the attention that my number doesn't keep on changing. By changing, if I keep on fluctuating, then I might go at the end. So the beat is very lovely. Sometimes we don't pay attention to our number. But to be number one, what is the blessing? The Maharathi always gains a medal. So we gain that medal through God. And I revealed earlier on the difference between Maharathi and the difference between Maharathi and a Mahavir. Maharathi and a Mahavir, the difference. Baba gives a signal that you're a Marathi. It's like you're not a horse rider. Maharathi instantly knows what is God's signal. Because they're always on their guard, they're always on their alert, that they are experiencing that bodiless stage. They have the practice of observing as a detached observer. They never come into noise, just in that silence. And Baba used to like, and also Dadi used to like to sit on an elephant. Never liked to sit on a motorbike or anything. She likes cars, but not, or a horse, but to sit on an elephant. So in Thailand, they have a lot of intoxication. When Daddy went to first time abroad, that was the first time in Thailand she sat on elephant, and there was a lovely like a procession. When I was young, we used to go to temples, and there used to be elephants outside the temples, and I used to love riding the elephants. There used to be so much intoxication. So Maharathi has a lot of intoxication that I'm this. It's not my honor if I come a lot into words, when I come into debates, if I think too much. It's like wasting my time. Maharathi, the greatness is that they're very honest, very honest. In Delhi, there used to be a very lovely procession, and there was like a peace procession. There was elephants there. And in front, so an elephant would know when it's a piece of paper or a note. If it's and so when it knows it's got the value, if it's a note, money, they would pick it up in such a way with its trunk to give it to the master. So Maharathi stays intoxication. That they Jagdish Bhai wrote an article in a magazine. What is an elephant like? It's like the ears are like fans, the body, the trunk is so big, just like Ganesh has a huge trunk, the face of an elephant. But all these things in bhakti, there are many different stories, but myself, for me to know myself, a Maharathi knows themselves. They recognize themselves. God keeps them in their vision to be a horse rider. It's like a second division. You come into the second division. The horse rider, very, very clever, knows how to jump. To jump, to do like a high jump. And so there's a story of sitting on a horse and gaining victory. So when you when you're on a horse, you can gain victory, but Maharathi, there's that feeling of victory because there's that faith, and so victory always there. No matter what situation is there, it might be like a mountain, but it doesn't matter. It's like it's just moved to one side. An elephant doesn't move in the way that a horse moves. A horse jumps one time here, one time there, always active. But an elephant, a Maharathi, with that honor, with that pride, in a Diwala temple, there's both an elephant as well as a horse. Maharathi, a horse rider, and each one has their own room, but there's different quality in terms of, in Maharathi, it's like the golden age is above. So myself, what am I aware of in terms of myself? It's like destruction is not just coming, but it's in front. When we come to Baba shares that another Diwali will not come. And so I've never forgotten this phrase which Baba said, Diwali, this is the last Diwali, Diwali will never come again. Good Maharathi search where they pick up these things and it stays within the self. But if there's anything which is like an ant which goes in the ears, even if it goes slightly, the soul becomes unconscious. So you, as a Maharathi, very sensible, but even a small, tiny thing, when it goes in your ear, what happens to you? The ears are very big, a lot of honor, there's a lot of pride. This is why we have to pay attention to what we hear. We have to take care. So even though I can't hear so much, but it's good we become deaf beforehand to these things which are not good for us. We can change the eyes in terms of, but we can't close our ears. We can close our eyes, but we can't close our ears. This is why through our ears God has shared with us, this is how we become the Maharathi. Whatever Baba has shared, it's through listening that we become that. Throughout the whole day, by thinking and churning, we become big and strong. When you go into a temple outside, I went somewhere. She's just trying to remember the place where Daddy went in temple. Near Jagannath Puri. There were so many temples, I've seen the whole of India, but the amount of temples in this one place, I've never seen that many. Outside each temple, there's an elephant. There's a lion and an elephant. Outside each Devi temple. So this is like our form of memorial. So the story, Baba said to me one time when I was in Pune, there was a house which we had received and I was there. I sat there. Not even 5 days I was there. And Baba said to me instantly, come, Baba is remembering you. Baba wouldn't tell me why he was remembering. Baba would say, child, come to Madhuban. I got to Madhuban and so I thought I'll come for a few days. Baba was sending Mama to Delhi. And then Baba said to Mama, take Daddy with you to Delhi. And like I shared yesterday, also in the evening, Baba would instantly say, go to Bikaner. And so I looked at Baba. And so Baba instantly saw Daddy's face and looked at Mama and said, this goat, you know, why, you know, take this goat with you, make her into a lioness. And so I went with Mama, that Mama, I thought Mama would keep me within Delhi, but the moment I just got to Delhi, Mano Daddy was there. She took her to Kanpur, and Daddy sent us, and Mama sent her just somewhere else, not even one day. So it's between Mama and Baba where they send me. So this is how Baba made us into Marathis. So I didn't go to Pune after that for about 2 years, 2.5 years. There was in Punjab, about so many centers were opened. Baba would send me here, Baba would send me there. If God's telling me, then I should just go. And they were just eating air there in Pune. So to keep ourselves so light, not that I should say, no, I've got to do this work, I've got to do that, my health is like this, my health is like that. Well, what will Baba say? So just listen to what Baba's saying to us. Just see what Baba's saying. One is we follow Baba's direction. This, there is fortune. We sometimes make our own plan, and Baba says that I don't go into your business. Whatever you want to do, you do. Baba's signal, Baba's direction, Baba's Srimad. When I follow Baba's direction, if they find that difficult, they find it difficult, then how can they imbibe Srimad? Through Srimad, to understand Srimad, to bring that into our practical form, you need honesty. A lot of honesty. There's nothing else, just honesty. Baba says this. There's benefit in that. There should not be any other thoughts which arise. And I've seen that there is benefit. There is benefit in everything. It's not that I don't have experience, but no, through Baba's direction, through Srimad, there's benefit for the self, benefit for the world. There should not be use our intellect or by being influenced by others, that this one's like this. Whose work is that? It's not ours. It's like intellect of a horse rider will go, think about this, get influenced by that, can't stabilize themselves in one moment. When sometimes it said, will a horse ever sit? A horse is always stood up. Sometimes you see them sit, but it's sometimes sitting, sometimes up and moving around. So from Gopal, the cows of Gopal, it's very nice. In Madhuban, I inquired that somebody wanted to donate these cows. Somebody had a thought that, but I didn't know that in Madhuban that there are many goshalas, many herds from Karachi to now. You know, there always used to be cow sheds, and so in Karachi there was there in Pandabowan, right at the bottom. There was one in Shantivan. There were so many. I didn't know that, but I know there is. but I've heard, and Baba never drank milk of a bull, just the cow. So just like the milk of a bull, it's like they don't, you know, it's the intellect is made, it's big, it's they don't listen to anything when you go to say anything or do anything. It's just like thick-skinned. Sometimes people say, well, the yogurt, the butter is very good of the buffalo milk, but you know, Baba never even drank the milk of a buffalo. Excuse me. Just the milk of a cow. Not even a goat. Not even goat's milk. Some drink the milk of a goat. No, you should not drink that. Some have goat milk, some have this milk, but no. So your intellect should not become like a buffalo in terms of drinking that milk. But just the milk of the cows from Gopal is very sweet. So there's also the tail of these cows, guys, is worshipped in Pune. There were two sisters. There was two sisters there in Pune, which a lady called Pushpaben and Mani. And so they were sustained by Mama. They were friends of Chantiben, class friends. When they went to Hong Kong, and Daddy said, how will you go there? They said that we will hold on to your tail and go to Hong Kong. That we will never let go of your tail. Your plait, we will never let go of that. We'll always hold on to that. And so they've held on to that up till now. Because of that love. So that is saying to one of the sisters to write to her and remind her of that. And even the children of hers. So those were the words, we will hold on to your plait and go with you. So even a ribbon, they actually sent a ribbon for Daddy. Daddy's never even put a ribbon in her hair. But it's that love, this spiritual love, they sometimes some people never even say Om Shanti to Daddy. It's like she used to feel, you know, what have I done? And many, which may be far away, this lady sent her a ribbon in an envelope, and Chandraben, Jyoti Ben's mother, Daddy's going to go to Cambodia, so she's remembering her. This year, she really wants to go. She went there a few years ago to Cambodia. And from there, she wrote at one time that you know, you're eating the food of the yagya, and in Cambodia, there wasn't any food there. So I used to put some badams and some things, and I used to put it in an envelope and some money, and then send it to Cambodia, where Chandraben was many, many years ago. There were many friends I had like this, through envelopes, through letters, through honesty, send things wherever anybody is. And then you will sustain souls. When we're in Madhuban, we feel Baba and the sustenance. And wherever you are, you feel Baba in Madhuban. And then you feel that love for the Muli when you create Madhuban and Baba. And the atmosphere is created. And you know that when I couldn't come to London, when I couldn't come to India, then Baba said to me those many years ago that create the model of Madhuban here, meaning the atmosphere should be such with Murli, Madhupan, Baba, all three in front. And nothing is in my mind, in my intellect, in my heart, in my vision. This is the medal to create and sustain the self, to get that medal. Baba doesn't give a physical medal. Baba has these medals ready. Whatever situation comes in front of us, as a detached observer, the soul, the love of the soul, Baba has taught how to have love for the self, the soul. To understand the self as soul, to understand the other one is a soul, and to move along this way, not to come in the middle of sanskars and natures, and to create our own karmatic stage. Through the eyes, not to see anything with the eyes. What to see? What to see? The things of the past. If you see it, then you try to figure out something and you try to understand it. So don't see. So why see it? Do I want to know something? To see and to know. And then we start thinking about that. What is the purpose of that? This is why Baba has given us this practice. One is to be a child, our childhood. We are child of Baba. We're not older. To be older, there's sorrow. When we get older, the sorrow starts. The second is a student life. Third is to be an instrument. Whatever actions I perform, others see me, will perform that. There's a lot of karmic bondage in that. Whatever I see, others will see me and also will do that. Just even to think in such a way, your vibrations will also reach. So make yourself peaceful. Do your work. The other day, Daddy Gulza in Oxford made it very firm. Whatever's in the Bhandari, you know the sort of person and the atmosphere and everything. So the way we keep the Bhandari in the... Whatever's within myself, whatever, keep a Bhandari in my heart. What is in my heart, the jewels, there should only be jewels within my heart. In my mind, in my heart, just the jewels. And we play with the jewels, remain happy with the jewels. Whoever comes in front of me, give that jewel, not going to too much expansion, just that one thing. Not even to think about anything. So we don't even think about anything, not to think too much, because Alka had asked, is there any reason to think? Whatever is right, it's happened, it will happen. What shall I think? Even for service, the plan is already made. Service will always come in front of me. What do I need to think about? By not thinking, it makes us free from any form of bondage. It doesn't bring us into feelings of happiness and sorrow. The feelings will always be good. So God had that thought to create a new world. He was above in the soul world, had the thought to create the new world. And so for us, we are going to the new world, and Baba's creating that, but just peace, no thoughts. So the childhood days, we remember, go from Shantidham to Sukhdham. Our sanskar should be of a child. It's by studying we will go there. If we don't study well, then my intellect will wander. Or else, there might be things which come in front of me that my I can't have yoga, I can't imbibe knowledge, the intellect won't sit in my intellect, and I can't have yoga. This is why to study and have this student life has given a lot of happiness. So imbibe the knowledge, have good yoga. But whatever actions I perform, others will see and perform. And the fourth stage is the stage of retirement. So all these four stages should be in front of you at the same time. Retirement is going beyond and just coming into words just for namesake, to go beyond words. To go beyond words, those who want to go beyond words, they feel that deep silence. When I have that deep silence and they don't go into waste, they sort of save themselves, they accumulate that silence. So they accumulate that silence and they pull that silence from Baba. This is what is called a silence power, and this works a lot. So stay in that stage of retired stage, remain in that stage of being beyond words. So stay in that stage. Don't come into what and why. If I come into that silence power isn't there, even though you might have a very good intellect, that becomes an intellect which has arrogance. The arrogance won't let go of you. It will always try and be with you. This is why Dadi Goza said Mahavir, Hanuman was Mahavir, and that tail was always behind. Until the tail did not burn, then Lanka was still there. Of what and why the Mahavir. Mahavir should be, you should be one, the great soul, there's no tail, there's nothing behind you, just to burn things. And the other thing, I don't know if Jemini Ben shared about this story about Laddu on Sunday. I think Jemini Ben was sharing stories which Dadi had shared, and also what Dadi Gulza had shared. Dadi Gulza shared a story which I didn't know about. I usually give a story of five fingers. There was a battle going on between the five fingers. There were one finger says nothing can work without me. One finger, so you know, somebody should show to me. The other one, one finger says nothing can work without me. Second one, that nothing can work without me. Third, it's only through me that everything can happen. And the fourth one says, I'm not any less. And the fifth says, well, I'm like this. So each one is saying, I'm greater than the next. So then what happens? There was somebody who was sensible that they shouldn't fight between each other. There was a tray of bundi. So they said, make it into a laddu and show them. There was laddu, which is little pieces of laddu, which you get in Madhavan, to make it into one. How can you make a laddu? You have to, all these little pieces, you have to make it into one big ball. So I've never heard this story before. Who's going to make interlocked, it needs harmony. All the fingers working together. So the five fingers, so each to have a harmonium, to play a harmonium, you need all five fingers. So I knew that story of the harmonium, but a laddu, to make a laddu, so each one has their speciality, each one to work together. If you make the bundis into a laddu, you can feed someone. So what do I have to do? Baba shares to us very clearly, Om Shanti.
खुशी रहो